Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2007-13C, Larry McKinley, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve subdivision 2007-13 for C. Larry McKinley based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project is on land zone GR, general residential, which allows a maximum density of 4 lots per acre. The applicant has proposed 206 lots within the project, which is significantly less than the allowable density for a GR subdivision on this land. The applicant has previously received approval for other subdivisions on this site with individual septic systems. This project has a central sewer system, which is an improvement over the prior approvals. The project, with the conditions imposed, will be a restricted residential development and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance, that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The project is also in compliance with section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The preliminary approval is subject to the following condition. There shall be no more than 206 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems will meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county and shall maximize groundwater recharge. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for school bus stops shall be provided. A system of street lighting shall be provided. No wetlands will be included within the lot lines. The development should be served by central water and sewer. Recreational facilities and amenities should be constructed and open to be used by the residents of the development prior to the issuance of the 50th certificate of occupancy. These recreational facilities should include walking or jogging paths, tot lots, and tennis or basketball courts. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Sidewalks should be located on both sides of all internal streets. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible with the undisturbed forested area shown on the final site plan. Along with the buffer shown on the preliminary site plan, there shall be a 30-foot forested agriculture buffer along boundaries bordering any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing the landscaping and vegetation to be included in all of the buffer areas. The final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-13C, Larry McKinley, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next